You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
You know, I love Tennessee. I got a lot of orange blood in my body.
Hour number two of The Drive underway. Fox Sports Knoxville, this hour of the show presented by our friends at Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive. Bank local, simplify your life by turning to Citizens National Bank for all your personal banking needs. They've got a variety of checking and savings options, plus chip-enabled debit and credit cards right here in your community with 21 branches in the East Tennessee area to help you safely and securely manage your everyday cash flow and build your rainy day savings. Call today for details, 865-453-9031. That's 453-9031 or online at cnbtn.com. Got a Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question for you. What's the best atmosphere in college basketball? We talk about going to Memorial Gym. And I'll say this, like, regardless of what you think, whether you like it or not, I mean, we have to say Memorial Gym is the most unique atmosphere in the SEC, right? I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah. I've had people tell me, you know, conversations off the air, so we were talking about Memorial, that it's a fantastic place to watch a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really wacky in there. It's cool.
So glad the SEC tournament is back in Nashville where it belongs.
What'd you say Patino's quote, famous quote on it was?
No more helpless feeling as a coach than watching your team run away from you at Memorial Gym. Standing there on the baseline. Kevin O'Neill had a good story about, like, the first time he went. Remember we won that game?
Yeah.
And that was, like, his first big win. He stood on the chair afterwards. And he said, like, the game tips off and he wanders up the sideline, I think.
Yeah.
And the official goes, "What are you doing?" And O'Neill says, "I'm coaching." He says, "No, you can't come up here. You got to go back there in front of your bench. Like, you can't just walk the sideline." He's like, "Wait a minute."
I feel like that they ought to let the coaches walk to half court on the sideline.
Is Bob Huggins bringing his stool with him? Is he going to perch up on his stool Saturday?
Is he still wearing a muumuu?
I don't know, and I think so.
Huh. Probably you don't know whether he's bringing his stool and you think he still wears a muumuu?
Almost had a heart attack on the sideline last year.
Yeah, I thought he did.
I mean.
How much do you think he goes? How big is he?
How big a boy is he?
He's like a – he's
large. Right around 300. Right around 300. Needs to lose. The man has let himself go. I mean, when you break out the stool on the sideline, that's just like, all right, I give up. I'm done. Like, you know he coaches. Like, they must have two-hour practices. Is he just sitting there? Like, I'm sorry. I'm not. Maybe we need to get him the cart, the shot grocery cart.
The grocery the coach around? The coach around.
The coach around, yeah.
Come with a loudspeaker?
You take the basket off that thing, maybe prop it up a little bit. The coach around. You better patent that. Who would use the coach around? Bob Huggins, Derek Dooley. Oh, come on. That's good. That's good. Come on. Come on.
Mark Mangino. Andy Reid.
You just name it fat guys now, man. I'm talking about people that have actually had to sit on the sideline. Late Joe Paterno.
Steve Fisher, if he was still coaching, he looks like death warmed over.
Jesus, Brandon.
Wow. Unbelievable. Rickard Ridge Barbecue, what is the best atmosphere in all of college basketball? 865-546-8200. If you want to chime in on that, 546-8200. So far, we have 69 votes cast on Fox Sports Knox Twitter.
Nice.
46% of the audience says Cameron Indoor Stadium. 7% say Allen Fieldhouse. 6% say the Dean Dome. And then we have 41% saying other with a write-in. Daryl says TBA. Tennessee fans love them. I will say this for Thompson Bowling, man. That arena, and you're right, Bear, like – It for the longest time, it was an albatross around our basketball coach's neck, no matter who was coaching. Even when Pearl got here, I remember going to Bruce Pearl's introductory press conference in 2005. And hearing him say, "We're going to have the students standing on risers behind the basket." And I'm thinking, like, good luck with that, dude. Like, you know, first of all, UT students notoriously fickle about going to games. UT fickle about doing anything different with the student section. They're not taking the seats out of there, man. And then just, like, we don't fill that place up. But by golly, he did. And they renovated it, and now it is a first-class facility. The seats are beautiful. The boxes are beautiful up there.
It has no soul.
Yeah, I mean.
We sold the soul of our basketball program when they decided to build that monstrosity.
Well, I'll say this. It doesn't have the soul, if you will, of a smaller arena like you get in Cameron or Allen Fieldhouse or something like that. But when that place is full, it's a tough place to play. It has turned into a home court advantage, and I don't think it's an albatross anymore. I think it is a selling point that we use. Hey, look at this. We got this huge arena. Come check it out. Like, I think recruits like that, where it's like, when Buzz Peterson, Jerry Green were here, Thompson Bowling was not a selling point. I mean, we had the biggest arena in the country, and like, nobody cared because we couldn't fill it. Even when Kentucky, I remember going to the last Kentucky home game.
Well, hell,
they
built the damn thing, and then they passed like a 25% entertainment tax, so they couldn't fill it with sports, and then none of the promoters could afford, and the musicians, world-class musicians and tours, couldn't afford to pay 25% right off the top. It's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. I hate the Tommy Bowl, Russell. I hate it.
Well, you never go. I mean, Brandon, you've been to a couple games this
year. Sounds horrible in there.
Place is rocking.
Yeah. Both games I've been to have been...
it's a place you don't want to go.
Close. I mean, if not completely sold out, close to. And the Arkansas game more so than the Georgia game, but raucous in the Georgia game only because school wasn't back in yet. I'll throw out a few more cool atmospheres in college basketball. The Carrier Dome. Place I'd like to go see a game.
Yeah. The Carrier Dome, really? Yeah. I thought about that one, but I mean, that's a gigantic facility, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. There? It's like 20-something thousand.
I think it's 33,000 is what I've always heard for basketball.
Oh, really?
Now, they put, I mean, it's a football stadium, so they do that thing where they roll in a huge bleachers into basically the end zone.
There?
No. But I've been to, I mean, it's the same setup as like the Georgia Dome or any other dome that has basketball. They roll in bleachers and put the court lengthwise, like up against one of the end zones. And so you can fit a lot of people in there. You might not have a great seat if you're in the upper deck into this, because it can go like as far back as you want it. But it's, have you ever been in the Georgia Dome for the SEC tournament?
No.
Like, it's, you're only using a third of the arena of the stadium, pretty much.
I can't remember the last time I've been in the I ever went to the Georgia Dome.
But yeah, no, I would. You got to see, yeah, like particularly when it was the old Big East.
Yeah, I was about to say a lot of the old Big East gyms.
Let's go watch. Let's absolutely go watch Syracuse and Georgetown play in 1988 in the Carrier Dome. Yeah,
where's Georgetown play?
They play in the Verizon Center for most of their games now.
Where'd they play back in the day with like Ewing and those guys?
I can't remember the name of it, but all those Big East schools had a small I know.
It gives you such a huge advantage.
Villanova.
The crowd's right. It's one thing I noticed about that game with Duke. Like, the crowd's right on top of the court.
You know who has – and this is obviously not one of the – great environments of college basketball, but you know who has a sneaky tough place to play? South Carolina. Did you watch any of the game? Did you guys see that?
Yes.
That place was full. It was rocking. Auburn was a little rattled.
Colonial Life, very, very similar to Thompson Bowling.
Nice place, yeah. Nice arena.
That's where they play? Colonial Life?
Mm-hmm. It's weird, too, because it's off campus. Like, if you're a student, you got to walk a long way to get there.
It's a strange campus down there, isn't it?
I was at the game Pearl's first year there, where
it was the first SEC game, you know, and we had jumped out to a big start. I think we were, had lost one game preseason and we're ranked and everything going to South Carolina. I think we're going to kill them. And South Carolina jumped out to a big lead and was taking it to us, really. And then Pearl's press started working. I remember Bradshaw hit a three with about a minute to go where he shot it from the corner right in front of the Tennessee bench. Remember, Bradshaw didn't take a lot of threes. He was not a great shooter for all his everything he brought to the game. Shoots the three ball in front of a bench. As soon as the shot leaves his hand, turns around, starts like high-fiving the bench, knew it was in, just started running down the court celebrating. A great moment. Great moment to be a Tennessee fan on the road. Let's get who we have here.
Brando. John Tweet.
John Tweet, you're on the drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. Good afternoon, sir. John, you there?
Good day.
Hey, yeah, what's up, man?
Good day. The coach around, you mentioned Chaney, didn't you, and T. Martin? They needed to be rolled out to half court.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
You asked for suggestions. Of who
fingers on the
one.
Button, Johnny.
Were you talking about Huggins? Was that what brought that up?
Yeah, he's bringing the stool with him Saturday, right?
He doesn't look good. I'm surprised he's – I mean, he looks like he's on the way out, so to speak. And I don't mean to be disrespectful, but he just doesn't look healthy.
Well, he's not. I mean, he's had a couple of issues on there. Yeah, I mean, you know, basically killed Rick Majerus a couple of years ago. You know, I mean,
he was a hell of a basketball coach,
there
too.
He was.
Oh,
hey, thanks for sending me that thing on Barnes last night. I spent about
an hour.
Did
you watch it?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal, isn't it? Do you notice what we do now?
There's
now you
like,
understand it?
Yeah, I mean, I have a clearer version of what we do. And then there's another one about his pressing defense that's only about half an hour long that I'm going to try and watch later.
I didn't watch the pressing one because I feel like we
– we don't press.
We don't. And our pressure, like, even if we do, it's token. It's just like, hey, they're not trying to turn you over. They're just trying to annoy you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know
Wear
what I mean?
You
I
down.
Mean, so, well, I mean, how many times have you seen us press since he's been here? I can't even think of once.
We've done it. So.
Yeah, it's happened. I can't think of specific. But, I mean, never for like a full game where like this is part of our game plan and we're going to press you.
I think he's content to just, I mean, he'll pressure the ball coming up, but he's not, they're not trapping.
Well, that video, for those of you who don't know, and I'll tweet this out again, he was at some clinic in Serbia. And he's at this clinic, and they've got like a translator. It's kind of hard to listen to because they've got a translator on a loudspeaker translating him like every 5 seconds, everything he says. But I mean, he walks through like his entire half court offense, and you see why he is such a great coach. Because several times tweet like he references stuff that he takes from Tom Thibodeau when he was with the Bulls. The Spurs stuff, like lots of NBA stuff that Tennessee runs.
You know what's how I found that was I was like kind of pondering between people said, like, you know, the knock on him when he came here was he would recruit elite players. They'd be good defensively, but on offense, he'd just roll the ball out. And I was like, well, what's Rick Barnes's offense then? So I Googled it. And that's the thing that popped up. So I watched and I was like, oh, wow, this is really interesting. So, you know, I can't tell if he's always had that and the, you know, the knock on him was maybe unfounded or if he's recently picked it up and realized, hey, I got to start putting something together here. I can't just rely on athletes.
Nah, man, I don't think so. I think he's always been a ball coach, man. I think he's always been good. And knows his stuff. I mean, he's probably gotten better at age, like all of us do, you know. But you know, you look at our team right now, and this is kind of what it got me thinking. What if we do match up with Duke, right? Because they play hard, but they're young, man. Like they don't know the game the way our guys know the game. Our guys know how to play. You know, they know where
I'd
the screen
curious.
Is coming
I mean,
from,
I really would.
What to do, what to do after you pass. Like, they just really know how to play. And you know, Duke's guys, they'll learn that, obviously, as they get older, but they don't know it right now But man, they're freakishly athletic. So, you know,
if Zion wants to get to the rim, he's getting to the rim. Period. Through contact. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to think of who's going to check him. Alexander, I don't think could keep him off the. You know what I mean? Admiral, maybe. I mean, he's 6'7", 285. He got like a 45-inch vertical. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, it's like. I was talking with my brother the other day. He's like, Zion Williamson, man, we don't have anybody to match up with him. And I'm like, yeah.
Nobody does.
Nobody does. like, nobody does. But Admiral, like, if you could take one player in college basketball to match up with that dude, it's probably Admiral.
I wouldn't think it'd be Grant. I mean, I think Admiral, I guess, would be who you would put. Maybe you just put Derek Walk in there and get your five fouls. Maybe bring Zach Kent Cook off the bench and get him five more. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you do. That dude's a monster. I mean, and then you got their other, you know, what do you call them, Reddish and Barrett for them, too. I mean, they just. But the thing is, we don't turn the ball over, so you're not going to allow them to get out and run, really, like they do. That's where they get a lot of their points, is the transition off turnovers. I don't know, boys. I'm looking forward to it. I think we should beat Vanderbilt pretty handily, but that place, like you say, could be like a house of horrors. It's just an awkward place to play. I mean, are any of y'all really genuinely worried about it?
I mean, I don't think Vanderbilt's going to win the game, but I think they're going to make us work for it, man. I think they're going to hit some shots, yeah. And it's going to, you know, the crowd will get into it a couple of times. I don't think this is a game where, you know, like some of the earlier ones where we get up by 20 and then just sort of hold on to our lead.
Cruise control, yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'd like to beat them, and I mean beat them bad too.
You going to the West Virginia game, John?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you get
MP
a ticket?
Or Lloyd. Yeah, MP and Lloyd, whatever you want to call them, and we have tickets together.
A meeting of the minds.
That was
going
to get you out a ticket for you.
With, you have a ticket for
it? Yeah, sitting with TR.
What are they asking for the ticket? I'm curious.
Oh no, I was going to get it for you. It was going to be sitting next to TR though.
They bring up a bottle of Schlitz and we'll train. All right, boys, y'all be good.
Thank you, Tweet. Appreciate the phone call. Quick break. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Stay with us.
The Drive.
What you eating there, Brandon?
Caught me with my mouth full, Russell.
You look like you're enjoying it.
It's very good. Bear was kind enough to bring.
Oh, yeah, the cookies. Yeah, the cookies. Yeah, give me one.
I offered you some. You never say anything. So
I'd like to share a cookie with somebody. It's kind of weird, you know? Just one cookie. Yeah, we'll be at Jet's Pizza in Farragut on Friday. Great, great happy hour. One of the best happy hours in town. $2 drafts. Got a lot of cool stuff on draft over there and a lot of the Yeehaw beers and stuff. So come on out, see us. Jet's Pizza in Farragut right next to the Shrimp Dock. Kingston Pike, right next to National RX. Going to be a lot of fun out there on Friday. Tonight, we're at Hops and Hollers for the Tennessee game. Come on down and enjoy it with us. I'll probably be doing a Periscope down there if I can find a nice, quiet place to do it. It's going to be raining tonight. Be careful if you're out and about. We'll have traffic and weather coming up on the nines. Let's get Roberto in here. Roberto, you're on the Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes.
First of all and foremost, great call by Tweedio. And I got to say this. I don't know why I'm blocked, but I'd like to extend an olive branch to Tweedio, and I would like
John Tweet blocked you on Twitter?
I think I might have blocked him first, but his old account, not his new one.
Soft.
I thought we were joking, and all of a sudden I go, and apparently his old account was banned.
Soft.
By Twitter. So, I'm a big Tweedio fan, and I hope we can make amends. Here's my olive branch.
Olive branch extended. All right.
Let us beat the crap out of Vanderbilt tonight, and let us have our week in the sun. That's all I want. Please. That's my plea to the University of Tennessee basketball team. Like, it was awesome just getting to troll people into oblivion on Monday about Tennessee being ranked number one. But I would really like to be ranked number one for more than effectively 48 hours. You guys agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, let's have a little run here. A couple of weeks. Let's make it a couple of weeks.
And did you watch Michigan last night? Did you guys happen to flip over that game at all?
I saw that they really struggled. Who did
they're
they
not
beat?
Good.
Minnesota.
They did beat Minnesota. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I wasn't very impressed with them watching against Wisconsin the other day. I was like, I don't see
it. I wasn't either. That Hap guy, didn't he at one point, didn't Hap have as many points as Michigan?
Now, I think part of that, Roberto, is like we're so good now that, I mean, we have a very critical eye. Like, nobody else looks good to us. Like Auburn. I'm watching Auburn last night. I'm like, God, they kind of suck. But they're probably really good. It's just, I mean, so are we. You know, we're number one right now. And so everybody else looks like they're playing catch up.
Frankly, I only see 3 to 4 losses, potential losses left on the schedule. Isn't that crazy to say and really mean it? Like, Tennessee could easily go, like, 25-26-5. Easily.
Yeah.
I mean...
More than two losses.
That end. I mean, what is it? If we go 10-3 down the stretch, I mean...
I would be disappointed with more than two losses from here on out. I would.
You think?
That, I mean,
LSU at LSU, Auburn at Auburn, and Kentucky at Kentucky will be tough outs. Those will be tough games.
Granted. And you know there's going to be another team, like whether it's Mississippi State or Ole Miss or somebody like that, there's going to be some game, South Carolina, yeah, that we didn't anticipate that ends up being a really tough game.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Like Alabama.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I thought we were going to curb stomp them. I really did. So, I don't know. It was weird as we were beating the crap out of them at halftime and they got all that momentum. And Rick, you know, I guess like he was saying, he was teaching the guys a lesson, which I guess in a way I'm on board with. But also, like, it was getting out of hand. Like, we could have easily lost that game. And some of that is shouldered by Rick Barnes. And here's my question for you guys, because I was really thinking about this. I said the only thing, I'm trying to live in the moment, okay? As a Tennessee fan, I've been conditioned to believe that the worst is going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. In all sports. And as a Saints fan, as you saw the other day, I have been conditioned. And as a Cubs fan, I've been conditioned. However, did we get a glimpse of Rick Barnes postseason, Rick Barnes, the other night against Alabama? He got thoroughly outcoached for 30 minutes of that game. Thoroughly.
Rick Barnes did, you felt like?
Yes.
By Avery Johnson?
Yes. Thoroughly outcoached by Avery Johnson. When we couldn't figure out that we needed to basically put Petty through the floorboards of the arena, that really pissed me off.
I felt like he was, as some of that was, he's just trying to teach his team a lesson at some level, let him work through some things.
Because even
on their
if
own.
They had lost that game the other night, not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things, Roberto. I'd rather those guys learn that painful lesson the other night than to learn that lesson in April like they did last year. I don't think he got out coached so much as we went ice cold shooting. You can't shoot 20-something percent against Alabama, and you can go back and check. You know, the all-time record with Alabama, like when we beat them, and it seems to be kind of infrequent that we do, but when we do beat them, we don't really ever blow them out. Not on the reg.
That's true.
So
that is true.
I would much rather the guys learn a lesson in a game that by the end of the season and be like, oh, yeah, we lost to Alabama, rather than, you know, getting into the Elite Eight with a shot to go to the Final Four and pulling that.
So with that, then, I'll ask you guys this, because this has been a question that's been floating around. How many games do we need to lose before we go into the SEC tournament?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't.
Losing
I don't
would be healthy at this point. I agree with that, actually, Bear. But my question is,
one or two.
To whom?
I don't. Oh, to whom?
Right now,
Don't make me choose. I don't want
to. Who do I think that we're going to lose to?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
We're losing at Rupp. And we're probably going to lose in Baton Rouge.
Oh.
It's the Rupperies, Russ. Every time you go, it's 8-on-5. You know that.
I mean, it's not just that. They're doing the Kentucky thing where they're – I watched them last night. They are far and away, you know. I mean, they're 4- and 5-star top 100 players. They're starting to gel.
Yep.
It'll be interesting. Auburn down there is going to be tough, but right now Austin Wiley's out for a couple of weeks, and I think that's why they lost that game, dropped that game to South Carolina. You can't lose your 6'11 starting center.
That's true. They
say he's going to be out for a couple of weeks, but I think it's a foot thing, and they just look kind of lost the past two games without him. Like, it's a huge hole.
I agree, but man, they can rain threes, can't they, Bear? God, they went on.
Yeah, but it's like barn. It's Bruce ball. If they don't fall,
guys,
they don't
I really
win.
Appreciate it all the time, and I let's say go Big Orange. Let's keep this number one ranking for a couple of weeks here, and if we do have to lose one, I guess that's not bad. But I really desperately, my expectation has changed. I want an SEC tournament championship this year. That is my expectation. Take care.
I feel you.
I don't want one of those.
I want to win the stupid freaking SEC tournament.
I could care less about the SEC tournament. I want to make it to the Final Four better.
See, that's what I thought for so long. I'd given up on it and I come to the realization that we're never going to win the tournament. It's just not going to happen. It's not in the cards. Last year, getting that close and getting kicked in the teeth by Kentucky.
Final
so
Four
bad.
SEC Championship banner. Which one do you want more?
Obviously the Final Four, but I want to win the stupid freaking SEC. I just want to win the stupid thing. It made me curse.
You're acting irrational, man.
You want to?
I am irrational.
You
want to
hoist the pyramid, Russ?
It's been 30 years. We haven't won the stupid thing. 30 years. How is that even possible?
You're lashing out wildly.
I want to win the stupid freaking SEC tournament. That's all. Is that too much to ask for?
Not me. I want to make it to the Monday night. I want to make it to the last night because this team's good enough to get there, and they're good enough where they could beat anybody on any given night. And I want to.
Friday night is college night. The Knoxville Ice Bears, the Quad City Storm, is in town. We'll have tickets to give away Friday out at the at our remote at Jets Pizza. Come out, see us. Good old hockey top, $9 student tickets, good for every silver level section. That is Saturday night, 7:30 at the Coliseum. And then Saturday night? That's Friday night. Friday night is the college night. Saturday night, they're playing again. You've got country night. It's country night Saturday, a live performance from Smithfield. Are you a big Smithfield fan, Bear?
Smithfield?
Huge Smithfield. Smithfield Ham, I've always said, very good. Check them out. $10 barbecue plates with mac and cheese and sweet tea as they play the Storm again twice in two nights.
They sponsor the number 10, Eric Almirola, NASCAR.
Well, there you go.
Smithfield Ham. And, yes, I do. You go in my fridge right now and there's Smithfield Ham.
Ice Bears. This weekend, check them out down at the Coliseum. What did you make of all the Southern food hot takes going around last night? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, I could throw in there. There's like
several. I'm with them on the grits. I don't get grits.
I will fight you to the death outside.
Grits suck.
This is just a big bowl of nothing. That's all it
y'all
is.
Are a couple of jerks.
I don't think they suck. It's just like what's the point? You give me this bowl of warm nothing. That could be more eggs or bacon.
No. You're both stupid. The stuff I don't like, sweet tea, that's the devil's beverage. That stuff is god-awful. The time where I told you I slung a drink back at the drive-thru, they had handed me what I thought was going to be a large fountain Coca-Cola, took a big swig of it. It was sweet tea.
And you threw it? I slung it. That's nice. That's good. That's helpful.
The windows were closed.
Well, that makes it okay.
And just went. Whoosh.
I'm sure some you got a little splashback from that.
Who cares?
Do you have a Southern food cold take, Brandon? Just the grits. You're with the grits. Is
I'm with the Godfather. He said it this morning. Not a big fan of biscuits and gravy.
Golly, man, that's so weird.
No, it's not that he's not a fan of gravy. Gravy has been banned from his house.
What?
Yes.
What do they do on
Chris
Thanksgiving?
Chris doesn't like brown gravy. It was a real three and out kind
Wait,
of three
what,
and out
what
morning.
Do you put? What is? We're talking about the Godfather here?
Yeah.
What does he put on his turkey and stuffing?
I have no idea, but apparently.
Just eats it dry?
Well, what I don't know
he,
if you realize
kind of this.
Mrs. H is a healthcare professional. And apparently, I would say, because she's talked to me about some of my more bad habits.
Hey, I've been out to lunch with the Godfather. He is not a health nut.
Are you just going to put his business out there? I'm just going to put it out there. You're going to bust him out to his wife. I'm not going to get into specifics.
I'm just saying.
But she probably, as always, makes a really good point. Gravy, not the best thing for you to eat if you're in middle age.
Yeah.
Chris has got some weird thing about brown gravy. Like he's prejudiced.
Oh, gravy's gravy, man. Gravy. It's good.
Yeah.
Put it on your biscuits.
Yeah, like chasso gravy.
Eat them. Yeah.
That's good on grits.
I like the gravy with the sausage chunks kind of mixed up in it. You collard put that greens. On your biscuits. Nice warm biscuits and gravy.
You know what that makes me think of? Just the smell. Like you just went out and mowed your yard with one of those bagging lawnmowers and just grabbed a big wad of wet grass and threw it in a bowl.
You don't like collard greens?
If anything you have to pour vinegar on to make edible is disgusting.
I had the collard greens at Corner 16 last week. I got the meatloaf with the smokehouse potatoes and the collard greens to take home. And they have like little chunks of pork in them, man. And it's just, oh, so good.
I don't like chicken and dumplings.
Smacking my lips. Yeah, it's just weird. Stay with us. The drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up. Drive continues, Fan Run Radio. Keep things rolling here. These phone calls, Phil is next, then Charles. Got a line available for you, 546-8200. Good afternoon, Phil.
Hey, Larry W.
Philly.
How are you, Barry Bryant and Brandon?
Doing well. What's up, man?
It's an entertaining show.
It's had its moments, hasn't it?
Yeah. Jamie trying to go back and say he was always right. But he don't ever criticize Tomlin, his terrible coach up there at Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes, he does.
No, he's been wanting to fire Tomlin for
years.
At least 2 years.
He didn't say nothing about Butt Pearl getting out-coached last night.
That's because he's got a poster of him over his bed.
I do agree with her. Was it you, Barry, said about the Wiley kid? That's probably the reason Kentucky and the South Carolina Bay. They don't have Wiley. It's like us not having Kyle Alexander.
Yeah, he's a rim protector. So
and they're shorter than they are.
They had that ball. They had that. Did you watch that game last night, Phil?
Yeah.
Bryce Brown drives the lane, chance to win, kicks it out to Okiki in the corner for a three ball. Like, I'm guessing that was not the shot Pearl wanted.
No, Bryce Brown could just go in and hit that 5-footer there, couldn't he? I mean, he's right there in the middle of the lane.
Yeah. Andy Kennedy, sneaky good on the mic for those SEC Network games.
SEC Network's got some pretty good coverage. Really, it's probably better than their football announcers.
I would agree with that.
But, guys, the Vanderbilt game, has it gone from 11 and – well, 14, went to 11, now it's down, what, 8.5? I mean, I guess everybody's betting on Vandy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be – a close game. I mean, I would probably still take Tennessee at 8.5, but I don't think it's going to be much over 10.
I just see Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes won that game there tonight. How did he get out coached? He went to that zone and Petty hit a wide open three from the corner, and then he finally. All losses. Petty's played awful on the road. There was no indication that was going to happen.
Yeah,
Petty lights it up, and he's the type of player that lights it up, and Allen does nothing on the road. I've watched Alabama play several times.
Well, if that was getting out coached, I'll take it, because last I checked, we're number one in the polls, man. So I think we're doing all right.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think these next two games are going to be struggles?
I mean, West Virginia, I mean, they showed who they beat Kansas Saturday, didn't they?
Yeah, lost to Baylor last night, didn't they? Or Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, I think both these games are going to be tough. And then next week, Tuesday at South Carolina, I mean, I don't think that's going to be a cakewalk. You got crazy Frank Martin over there, looking like he's about to groat someone. And then at Texas A&M, that's a long road trip. So it's you know, I don't know that there's – this tonight might be as easy as it gets the rest of the way, Phil.
Hmm.
I mean
– well, that's hardly ever – I mean, they blew Vandenberg out last year, but it's hardly ever easy when you go down there.
Maybe Vandy at home. Maybe Carolina at home, maybe Missouri at home, but this is...
Oh, Missouri, but he's just getting left. Conzo may not win more than one or two conference games this year.
Oh, Conzo. He stays, so next year will be year three for Conzo Martin at Missouri. He's already having trouble drawing fans to those games. They're already bored of his deliberate half-court game, and they're not very good this year, and they'll lose Jontay Porter. He'll probably go pro after this season. I don't know if he has anybody coming in, but 3 seasons at Missouri State, 3 seasons in Knoxville, 3 seasons in Cal. Is he going to make it more than 3 seasons at Mizzou?
I don't know. Was he at Cal 3 years or just two? I can't remember.
They used their three.
Okay. Well, I guess you got the perfect charm of 333, right?
Yeah, because it'd be 5 since he left. Because Barnes is in his 4th year, and then we have the Tindall year.
How come no media in town's talking about this article John Adams had about Phil Fulmer micromanaging the football program in the Sentinel this week?
I did not see that.
Because nobody reads the Sentinel. I mean, it's the newspaper, man. It's just yesterday's news.
One of John Adams' better articles, so needed to look at it.
What did he say? What, can you give us the gist?
It's just saying Fulmer's, you know, sticking his nose or something. He shouldn't be sticking it into. Oh,
John Adams, playing the hits. Playing the hits. Going
John
back to the
Adams,
well.
Next for news, Sentinel here.
See you.
Thank you, Phil.
John Adams.
Do you think?
Next for news, Sentinel.
I, for one, like it that Fulmer is meddling. As long as our head coach isn't driven insane. Like
He's really meddling. He's really meddling, John. John Chaney's our offensive coordinator, and Jim Martin came home. Jim Chaney, you know what the hell I meant. John, could you imagine John Chaney being our offensive coordinator? That's a coach I could get behind. Remember when he threatened to kill Cal?
Yeah. It was his birthday yesterday. Calipari sent him a birthday message. Apparently they're buddies now.
I mean, Calipari's got to respect the fact that old man threatened to whip him and then tried to. That scared the hell out of
me. You remember that, Brandon? Have you ever seen that video?
I watched the Cal documentary and it was in there.
High strung old man with big eyes.
Against a crazy young Italian looking to prove himself.
Hot blooded. Both of them hot tempered.
Those
are two of the most
A-10 basketball back in the day.
Yeah. Another thing that's gone bye bye.
A-10 still has good league.
It's not like it was. Well, let's not kid. It doesn't have a young John Calipari going up against the old master John Chaney.
Who is Duke's leading scorer this year?
I mean, is it Zion?
RJ Barrett.
Really?
Dude's scoring 24 points a game.
See him do it in a real conference.
It's the ACC!
I stand by what I said. It's a garbage conference once you get out of the top two or three of them.
Duke, North Carolina, NC State.
Sucks.
Virginia.
Sucks.
Louisville.
Sucks.
Virginia Tech.
Sucks.
I just named 6 teams that are ranked.
We kick all their asses.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Why don't they make them join the ACC for football? And how weird is it seeing Notre Dame in the ACC in basketball? It's ludicrous, as Mike Tyson would say.
Got any thoughts on Notre Dame coming in here tomorrow? Number one ranked team of the land, taking on Holly Warlick. And
I think McGow really needs a win.
Yeah. Yeah.
She really could use a win tomorrow.
What are we, 5 in a row now? 5-game losing skid?
Yeah. Pretty much unprecedented. We're out of the top 25 for the first time since I was
ever.
Yeah. I don't even think I was alive. And I'm older than dirt.
So it'll be 6 in a row tomorrow.
Whoa.
Then
whoa,
we've got
whoa. Ho. Don't is that how you, is that where you're at as a Lady Vol fan right now?
That's where I'm at as a rational person who watches sports.
I think they're pulling the upset. I'm calling my shot right now.
Who's the opponent after Notre Dame? That's
LSU. Nikki Caldwell still down there? Florida next Thursday. Vanderbilt. Mississippi State. 7th-ranked team in the country. Yeah.
Vanderbilt's my firewall, Russ.
Your firewall?
Yeah.
Against what?
That's when I'll have to really start considering that maybe we need to ask her a question.
All right, you told me that if we lost at home to Arkansas on We Back Pat night,
I would consider that there might be some troubles. Some problems.
You are the leader of the Ostrich Brigade.
Those are my people. It's not really the Ostrich Brigade.
Got your head in the sand.
No, I don't. Here's the deal.
We might have problems if we lose tomorrow, Brandon. I don't know. Might have to start thinking about, I don't know, but I'm beginning to think there might be a coaching change.
Here, a buddy of mine, Sean, had a great...
You're like the Vol for Life Twitter, the Facebook group. It's like when Butch lost to Alabama, you know, we were all done like 3 weeks before. And these sheep are like, oh, no, man, we need to stick behind this team. And Butch Jones is a good coach. He did a lot of good things.
No. I'll tell you is this.
Vol for Life group.
When the hardcore Lady Vol fans
uh-huh.
go to Coach Fulmer
yeah.
and they're big boosters
yeah.
and say we're ready for a change,
uh-huh.
then I'll be okay with it. When they come up with the money to buy her out and find the replacement, that's what the football team has to do.
Fiscally responsible bear.
Great cash, homie.
It's all about that cash. All about that cash.
No, I just don't think it would be good for Coach Fulmer to just fire her.
It's 600 grand, Bear. We could take it up.
It's not the 600
Everybody
grand.
Throw $5
Are
the
hardcore
in the
Lady Vol fans ready for her to go?
I'm ready to throw $5 or $10. I think they're getting there.
Well, I'll tell you what. You let me know when they're there, and I'll start saying that we should get rid of her.
That's the thing. They're not going anymore. So where are they?
I have no idea.
I know where they are. They're not in the arena, and that's all that matters.
Well, until, you know, they let Coach Fulmer know, then you can't move on her.
I was unlucky losing to Kentucky. Butch can get this thing turned around. We're going to beat Missouri. Just give him another chance.
That's not what I'm saying, Russ. You're being disingenuous.
You guys
right
ran
now.
Butch Jones out of here. He went to 3 bowl games in a row.
Is that what I'm saying, Brandon?
We
is that how I'm
four.
Saying? And am I saying she's a good coach?
Baby with the
because she's
water.
Not. She's destroyed the program. Is that what you want me to say? They were walking down the court on a fast break. It's utterly disgusting.
You're coming around, Bear.
She napalmed Pat's program. Yeah, I agree with you. But the bottom line is this. In this town, you don't move on her unless Lady Vol fans, the hardcores, give their okay. And if they want to pay the $600,000 damn buyout, have at it.
Things were going okay until Quentin Dormady got hurt. I think we ought to give him a 6th year. All for life.
I mean, this is one of your stupider moments, man. Your gaslighting's not working. Why start World War III with those people? It finally settled down.
World War III? They're not Pakistan, Bear. They don't have the bomb.
Because when we combined the athletic departments, that went real smooth.
Well, you had
resulted in, you know,
a bull in a china shop. He had all the
There's no winning. Why would Fulmer want to kick that hornet's nest? You don't. You leave those people alone.
That's why he doesn't kick it. He doesn't kick it. You get somebody else to kick it for him.
Who's going
to
kick it for him? Is he going to call Joan Cronin?
Maybe.
They need to just reassign her somewhere in the athletic department. And go find some young coach. Put him in there. Damn. Tired of you guys, Ostrich Brigade. I've got eyes. I can see. They suck. You know how disgusting it is to watch girls walk down the damn court with Lady Volunteers on their jerseys? They should all have been stripped of all their UT issued stuff and made the same walk back to their damn dorms.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Jesus, God ding, almighty. Ding.
Quick break. Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive. Listen. The Drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, Joe Rexroad of the Tennessee going to join us here on the show live from Nashville, where here in a little over 2 hours, your number one ranked Tennessee Volunteers will tip it off against Vanderbilt. Heated in-state rivalry. Heated in-state rivalry, Brandon. Vols and Commodores, who knows what's going to happen. Can we get inside the transfer portal real
sure.
quick? Take us to the portal. Everybody put on your spacesuit. Get ready. Whoa. I feel like Matthew McConaughey when he's like trapped behind the bookcase in Interstellar. You ever see that movie? Of course you haven't.
No.
It's weird. It's weird. Former Texas A&M starting quarterback Nick Starkel announced yesterday that he will explore joining another team as a grad transfer. He'll have 2 years of eligibility remaining. Third-year sophomore from Argyle, Texas. He opened up the 2017 season as the Aggie starter, you'll recall. Played sparingly in 4 games behind Kellen Mond this past season. Mond beat him out as a true freshman. Looking to graduate in June, meaning he'd be eligible to play at another school this coming season. 6'3", 218. Again, began the 2017 campaign as a starter. Injured his left foot in the first half of a 45-44 season-opening loss at UCLA, in which the Aggies blew a 34-point lead. I remember that game. That was crazy. He returned to play in the Aggies' last 4 games, including the 55-52 loss to Wake Forest in the Belt Bowl, where he went 42 of 63 for 499 yards and 4 touchdowns. Should Jeremy Pruitt get in the Nick Starkel business, Brandon Ort? Yeah?
I mean, I guess it all boils down to what Jeremy Pruitt thinks about Jared Garantano. I mean, I don't think – I think it would be wise to explore all options.
Yeah. Here's where I'm at. I would love to bring in a better quarterback. But the problem for Tennessee is it would have to be somebody like – anybody worse than Jalen Hurts is not going to come here because, you know, this kid's going to want to go somewhere where he knows he's the starter. Does Nick Starkel – is he 100% sure that he's going to come in here and beat out Jared Garantano? Because if he's not, he probably ain't coming here. So, I don't know. We'll talk more about that. Coming up, hour number 3 of The Drive, Joe Rexroad of the Tennessean up next here on Fan Run Radio.